Man, this aircon is racist.
I've never ever been a spy.
Can the PBS bank loot?
The problem is that Pinky.
I'll never subject myself to whitening. I'm listening.
Can you have consistency, Honorable Chair?
Corruption was an Olympic sport. They will always win gold.
This is not a ship.
Can you please come
the
in?
Of order.
Welcome to the Sunday Times Politics Weekly, where we unpack the top political stories of the week. My name is Mike Siluma. My guests this week are Sibongabonke Shoba, who's the Sunday Times Politics Editor, as well as political journalist Zimasa Matiwane. Welcome to Politics Weekly, folks. This week, we're talking about the economic sabotage that is happening on our highways, where at least 25 freight trucks have been touched. To date, 200 people have been killed in the attacks. The attacks have cost the country an estimated 2 billion rand in the same period of the last couple of years. The issue has now caught the attention of President Cyril Ramaphosa, who called the attacks mindless and bloody lawless. He's assembled a ministerial team comprising of Minister Fikile Mbalula of Transport, Home Affairs Minister Aaron Motsoaledi, as well as Employment and Labour Minister Tulas Ncwesi. Sibongabonke, let's start with you. Someone looking at the events that are happening on our highways might say, these guys, they are talking about this thing on a politics show. This is not politics. What has this got to do with politics? What would you say to them?
Almost everything is politics, by the way. So, but this one, it's politics because it affects the stability of the country, and it also affects the economy. And if you commit such atrocities as they are doing right now, attacking truck drivers and burning trucks, you are creating instability in the country, and you are really showing a middle finger to the government of that country to say you can't do anything to us. So I think this is the proper platform for us to have this discussion.
So it's not something that people might regard as a private sector, like a freight a transport sector problem that's got nothing to do with them.
It's now a matter of state security, Bramike, and that's why the president is also getting involved, and that's why he has assembled that team of ministers to have a look at this matter.
Yeah. As a matter, what are whoever is behind these attacks? What are they looking for? What could be the motive?
It's difficult to say who is behind the attacks specifically on trucks and truck drivers. But in terms of what we've seen happen, at least during the day, the violence that has been meted against foreign nationals, especially here in Durban, there's been a marriage of convenience between MKMVM members, truck drivers, unemployed graduates, and, street vendors. And they have been, attacking foreign-owned shops, forcefully closing them. So at least in terms of what happens during the day in front of cameras, we know that it's the MKMVA that has been attacking. We know that it's people who are affiliated to truck, driving companies. We know that it's street vendors. Excuse me. And you spoke about politics earlier, Bramike. In terms of the MK guys, they are known associates of the RET faction of the ANC. Therefore, it is not unreasonable to associate their recent activities with that faction. And one of their memorandums that they delivered to the ANC here in KZN was that ANC deployees and government who are not implementing NASREC resolutions must step down. And we often, when we hear that, we know what it means for President Cyril Ramaphosa and his cabinet.
Zimasa, what sort of, for example, what sort of resolutions could they be talking about? Have they got to do with jobs or what? What sort of resolutions would those be?
They have demanded the nationalization of the Reserve Bank, land expropriation without compensation, basically resolutions that are seen to have been pushed by people affiliated with the former President Zuma, with the current SG, Ace Magashule, the people who say we are for, you know, economic liberation, therefore we want land, we want the Reserve Bank to be owned by the people of South Africa. And, you know, that is in contrast with what we've had from our government in terms of what the finance minister has said, in terms of what the governor of the Reserve Bank has said as it relates to nationalizing the Reserve Bank.
Mm. Shaba, would you say that because it looks like this is a convergence of different interests? It's not like there's one dominant interest here. So it looks to me like there's part of it is about jobs, part of it is about you know, fighting foreign nationals. Part of it seems to me to be outright criminality.
Yes, but Mike, if you look at this whole thing, the timing is very suspicious. The timing of all these riots, the Deppen marches where they attack foreigners, the truck driver strike where they attack truck drivers, it all looks very suspicious because it happens at a time when there is some kind of a fight back happening within the African National Congress. And it happens when so the people who are seen to be in this fight are people who originally supported the former president of the African National Congress. And then they bring in the MKMVA, who then demand, who make certain demands to the government, almost 30 years after the government, the Rupert came to power, when they had a soldier in power for 9 years. We've never seen them on the streets causing such chaos and demanding that the government takes care of the soldiers.
You're referring to, when you're talking about the soldier in power, you're referring to ex-President Zuma.
I'm referring to the former president, President Zuma, who held a very high position within the MK during the struggle. And he's supposed to be their ally. And I would imagine that all these concerns that they are raising now would have been easily sorted during his time in power. Now he's out of power. Now they are taking on the street and demanding that things that should have been sorted out 20 years ago are addressed now by the current president. It looks very suspicious that the timing of it all. Now they're all of a sudden they're demanding jobs, they're demanding that they get access to certain things from government, when they should have easily went to their former soldier back then and said, Chief, you know, the settlement that was reached at the time did not favor us. Can you please assist us? Now they are coming, they're going to President Ramaphosa, demanding all these things. So it looks very suspicious, and it makes one wonder if all these riots, all these marches, the torching of trucks, the sabotaging of the economy, is it not part of this whole fight back that we've been writing about all these months?
But Gay Zimasa, if we were to take our conversation outside of the party political arena, might we find that there is at some point, at some level, a genuine grievance about opportunities for South Africans, whether it's job opportunities or business opportunities, which they feel that they are being muscled out of by people from outside the country? Might there be a case there, or there's no merit?
There are genuine grievances in all of the sectors that are involved in this fight, because it's not just, you know, the truckers. It's also street vendors that are saying we have been muscled out of prominent trading spots in the city of Durban that have been taken over by foreigners. But, you know, the means through which this grouping is expressing themselves is xenophobic and criminal, you know, despite them having genuine grievances. Because, for example, the march that took place on Monday, they were forcefully shutting down foreign-owned businesses that are operated by people who are in the country legally, that are operated by people who have business licenses, who are paying tax. So I don't think this is the way to go. Although they have genuine grievances, I don't think this is the way to go. In terms of employment in the trucking industry, whether or not there are more foreigners or, you know, over South African citizens, I don't think there are accurate statistics to, you know, either support or rubbish this claim. But the argument from the aggrieved people in the trucking industry is that truck driving is not a scarce skill. There are thousands of drivers in South Africa who are sitting at home with Code 14 licenses and PPPs who are not working. Therefore, no foreigner should be hired. And I'm bringing this up, Bramike, because it's not a matter of 1,000 foreigners being employed or 10 foreigners being employed. It doesn't matter how many are in our system. The fact of the matter is, for as long as there are South Africans who are sitting at home with experience to drive trucks and they are being overlooked, you know, in favor of foreigners, then we are going to have a problem. It's not a numbers thing.
Okay. No, I hear you, Zimasa. Let's take a short break here and catch our breath. And when we return, we look at the response of the government and the broader implications of the outrage that's happening on our highways.
This Black Friday, the Sunday Times, South Africa's biggest Sunday newspaper, is offering you 50% off everything for as little as 40 rand a month. Go to www.timeslive.co.za/buy to check out their offer. But hurry, this offer is only valid from the 27th to the 30th of November.
Welcome back to the Sunday Times Politics Weekly as we continue our conversation about the current attacks on freight trucks on our highways, which were strongly condemned by, among others, President Cyril Ramaphosa this week. Again, my guests are Sunday Times Politics editors Mongakonke Shoba, as well as political journalist Zimasa Matiwane. Now, Shoba, I was thinking, man, that in the past, you know, when there are grievances like this, among the people, among the working people, and among the poor, etc., the ANC and or its alliance would be at the forefront of providing leadership. I am not getting a sense that the alliance or the ANC are anywhere near what's going on in our country today. You know, is my reading correct?
That's correct, Bramike. It tells you the story of how the ANC, as we know it, has just collapsed, and the right hand and the left hand don't know what's happening. You are correct. The ANC, the alliance, the COSATU, the SACP should have, if this had happened about 10 years ago, they would be at the forefront of what's happening, and they would have shown leadership, and they would have. I don't think we would have reached this stage. I think they would have been able to engage whoever is aggrieved earlier on, and because they would have picked it up, because their structures would have been alive, and they would have picked up that something like this is brewing, and then they would step in. The fact that it has reached this level, it tells you of a dysfunctional, not just a dysfunctional alliance, but also a dysfunctional Lutuli House that is inward looking and busy with factional fights instead of leading society. This is what it just tells you.
Zimasa, uSibonga wonke uthi there's a dysfunctional Luthuli House and a dysfunctional ANC and a dysfunctional Alliance. Do you think that the criminal justice system yona is functioning? Because these attacks have been going on for quite a while now, and nothing seems to have been done about them until this point.
You see the fact that they I think about 29 trucks that have been, you know, targeted this past week alone, and people have been injured. You know, it's an indictment on our state security and basically the whole security and policing cluster, because these attacks are not new, Ramak. This happens once in a while, once maybe in 2-3 years. Our authorities should have long infiltrated these criminal gangs, that's what I'm going to call them, and should be able to stop the violence before it breaks out. But also on the side of government, they have a duty to correct these issues. So this week they are speaking about a task team, you know, like you mentioned earlier, that has the Minister of Labour, Home Affairs, and so it begs the question of why have they not been, you know, engaging all along? Because it doesn't make sense. The trucking industry it brings so much contribution to our GDP. So it doesn't make sense why our government and, you know, our state security and policing seem like they've been folding their hands.
Because someone was saying that, you know, if the part of the reason why road freight has picked up in South Africa is because the rail network has been so damaged and so vandalized that it's no longer, you know, useful to the economy, you know, to the proper functioning of the economy. Now, if you also go for road freight, it means that the whole economy is going to be in jeopardy.
Basically, you are compromising the whole value chain, because these trucks, they you know, transport raw materials to the manufacturer and then to the factories, and then the products that come from there to the wholesalers, and then to the retailers, and then to us. And it's not just a South African thing. They travel to other, you know, certain countries. So it basically, it's compromising the whole value chain. Mm.
The only sector that is being affected by, or mostly affected by this kind of unrest, is the transport sector. You've mentioned the railway network, the damage that has been caused there, and now they're now dealing with trucks. And they are not the only industry that is affected by this, by the employment of foreigners. If you look at the restaurant industry, for example, they have the same problem. But you don't see SACAWU starting to bend down restaurants and wherever. It's because these people are people who are based in a certain sector, and if we are to believe the transport minister, that there are people who used to benefit during the former president's time, and he closed the tap and are now running amok, causing chaos, creating instability. I'm very much inclined to believe that, given the recent developments that we are seeing playing themselves out right now.
I was going to say that initially Ushoba was talking about the fact that there is no unity at Luthuli House, therefore we are seeing it in all sectors of society. When this first broke out here in KZN, the SG, Ace Magashule, came down with the president of the MKMVA, KB, and they met with truck drivers, you know, people who work at restaurants, at salons, who are all complaining, saying that foreigners are taking our jobs. But when he came out to address them, he did say, yes, we're going to sort your problems out. But there was no clarity on how, in terms of government, in terms of legislature, this is going to be done. There was a lot of factional talk. There was a lot of anti-Malula talk. There was a lot of NGCs coming talk, which I don't see how it's all relevant to foreigners, you know, allegedly taking jobs in South Africa or dominating these industries. So, the SG's so-called intervention, it looks to me like it was just instigating more instability, which is what we have seen since he has come here.
Mm. Now the president has appointed this ministerial team to address the problem. Sure, but just lastly, have these kinds of teams ever delivered much? Because I remember with the COVID corruption, there was a ministerial team, and there are other ministerial teams doing other things. But I don't recall them coming back and saying, well, we finished our work, and this is the report.
We've seen so many of these. What is lacking, Pramaik, and what should the president insist on? It's implementation of projects and implementation of government programs. And it's simple when you deal with such an issue. You've got the Minister of Home Affairs, the mess that is our borders. We ran a story last week about a border fence being constructed in KZN, total waste of money. There's total waste of money of a border fence, another border fence on the border of Limpopo and Zimbabwe. If you don't have borders, that's the situation that is going to create. You're going to have an influx of people into your country. There's going to be a fight over resources, and local people are going to complain. But as much as these grievances are legit, we are sitting in a situation where they have been hijacked, and this happens precisely because There's lack of leadership, as I've alluded to, within the whole Mass Democratic Movement, the ANC, the Alliance, and even in government. And it's been interesting to see what they come up with. We know what happened to law enforcement agencies, to the justice, all criminal justice system during President Zuma's time. It all collapsed. And that's how all these problems found fertile ground, because people were able to jump the system, people were able to bribe their way out of trouble, and now we are sitting with a ticking time bomb, because no one acted on these things before, and now it is being hijacked by these so-called vets and truck drivers, and now it's a mess. Now we need to create a commission panel when we shouldn't even be in this problem.
Oh, okay, as Masa, you know, when they're doing surveys, they ask people yes, no, don't know, or maybe. I'm going to ask you just very quickly: are you feeling hopeful about this ministerial task team?
No.
Okay. That's a very straightforward answer, the unambiguous. Folks, that's all we have time for on Sunday Times Politics Weekly this week. And I'd like to thank my guests this week, Sibonga Konke Shoba, who's the Sunday Times Politics editor, as well as Zimasa Matiwana, who's talking to us from Durban, who's a political journalist. And by the way, catch our podcast on iono.fm, Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you prefer to get your podcasts. Until next time, stay safe, sanitize, wear the mask, and avoid crowded places. I'm Mike Siluma, signing off.